Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
We're both laying in bed for our little recording tonight. Brooke has an upset tummy.
Yeah.
And I'm cuddling my cat.
Hold on. Is that back of the part your cat, or is that the pillow? What is that?
It's a squishmallow.
Oh, wait. The ear looked like Garf's butt.
Oh, no, it does. Doesn't it? It does look like him.
That was confusing. Anyway, this is not even really going to be an episode. I really don't even want to title it as an episode because it's not. It's really not one to get. Sorry to get your everyone's hopes up, but
we just wanted to come on and say hi.
We wanted to come on and say hi because we didn't post last week, and it seems to be trending the way it seems to be trending is we consistently post every other week, but I forgot what day it was. I honestly thought today was Monday for most of the day. I feel very bloated, like I'm pregnant or something. I'm in pain. I'm very pissed off about my pillows from Target. I don't even want to get into that because I'm so mad.
My God. Listen, I totally understand. I wish you guys could have seen Brooke and I trying to figure out a way to arrange her pillows on her bed so that they worked, but they just didn't.
No,
and
beautiful pillows.
You know how annoying? It is so annoying to have to take stuff back, like, and return it. And also, I mean, I'm sure that other people have this problem too, but when you have ADHD, returning items is one of the hardest things to do on the planet, I swear to God.
And it's not even, it doesn't even take that long. Like, honestly, Target's return process is so quick. I don't even know, like, why I've ever put off taking anything back.
I am terrible at returning things, which is why I try my damnedest to, like, take measurements and order the perfect size or whatever it is, because I know I'm real shitty at returning stuff, and I have definitely wasted money just by not returning things.
I'm just mad because I'm like, all I want is to be able to sit up in bed and have my laptop, like, on a bed desk and like journal or like write at night. And I thought that this solved my problem. To find out that it didn't solve my problem, that I spent all this time trying fucking with these pillows in goddamn Target, and it still didn't work out in my favor. And I paid $60 for these big ass seersucker covered pillows, and they don't work. And I'm just mad. Okay, I'm gonna get over it. I'm being a child. I'm sorry.
Welcome. You have to your cancer. Bed? Yeah, I know, right? Do you have your bed desk yet?
I don't have that either.
Oh, well, you need to get that.
Yeah, Liz, there's a lot of things I need to get right now, okay? I need to get a hold of myself, for one.
You know that if you put it off long enough, I'm just going to buy it and send it to your house.
Thanks, Mommy.
So. But yeah, I would... we definitely have to announce the biggest, most exciting news that we have right now, which is that last night we hit 70K, over 70K subscribers just on Spotify alone. And that shit blows us away. Actually, yesterday, Brooke and I were on FaceTime and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and make our little thank you for 70K followers post, because we're not there yet, but like it, I knew it was going to happen really soon. I wasn't expecting it to happen the next day. yeah, that's amazing. And you guys are pushing us closer and closer to our special 100K giveaway. And also like one of the biggest creative milestones probably either of us have ever reached. That's just nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so huge deal.
Thank you so much to everybody here who is new. Like Brooke said, this is not really our typical episode, but like, we love you guys and we just wanted to pop on and say hi, even though we didn't really have anything to talk about this week. And it's been really busy. I have had a lot of things happening work related this week, all good things, but all insanely busy. So we are taking care of our health this week, physical, mental. And so, yeah, thank you for 70K and welcome to all of our new members. You have now joined the Cosmic Coven, the podcast coven.
Also, to celebrate 70K, I don't know why we hadn't done this like 30 or 40,000 followers ago, but we just made a Twitter. Like, I am a Twitter fiend. I think a lot of followers from the podcast have trickled over and like followed my Twitter, and my Twitter is private, so like honestly, if I can't tell if someone's from the podcast or not, I typically deny them. Like I'm not, if I see someone's like got the term witch in their name or something, I'll be like, oh, they're from the podcast, and I'll like accept the follow request, but most of the time I deny everybody that tries to follow me. But I went ahead and made us a Twitter. If you're interested, you can follow us. It's at Witchful Podcast. Twitter no longer allows you to have like a long at like username. I wanted it to be with the Witchful Thinking Podcast or Witchful Thinking, but I can't even make it Witchful Thinking. So as of right now, it is at Witchful Podcast. If it changes in the future and you're listening to this and you can't find our Twitter for some reason, just go to our Instagram and our link tree and it will be linked in there. If you're listening to this in the future and you're just like, holy shit, they must have changed their name, I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, Witchful Podcast, WITCHFUL Podcast. And right now our banner on there is the post you made for 70K followers. And there is something on here called Spaces, which is brand new to Twitter. I don't use it myself because I'm not like an e-celebrity, but I personally think that this will be a really cool opportunity. So you create a space, you name it, and then you add topics about what you can talk about in that space. And I think up to 10 people who are following you can tap in and you can like talk to each other, like record, like you're in a room pretty much when it's just your voices.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So I that's literally know very minimal knowledge about Twitter. I am personally not a tweeter. I do post on Twitter for work, but in like social media management, but I personally have never been a Twitter user. And this is a good excuse for me to get better at Twitter and learn the ways of the tweet.
I bet you I can still find your old Twitter.
You probably can. Don't shout it out on here because I don't want anybody following it. Because I have no idea what the fuck I said. Like, that had to have been 8 years ago now.
Oh, okay. I think it's gone now because I can see where people tweeted you, but your profile doesn't show up anymore. So it's gone.
Oh, good. That means at some point I deleted it, which was smart.
Yeah. But
Brooke convinced me to make a Twitter when we were in our first year of college. And I had a blast, like, essentially just tweeting and subtweeting you. And that was all I used it for. But I never really understood what to use it for. I always thought it was like, hey guys, eating a chicken patty. Like,
no, Twitter's just hilarious. Like, all of the best. All of the best, funniest shit on the internet is on Twitter first, I feel. Like, I mean, unless you're like somebody who's like an avid Reddit user or something, like, everything funny, Twitter like sees it first. And I love that about Twitter. And it kind of has made me like a little bit of a bratty elitist, because I'll go on Facebook and it'll be just like people reposting shit that is from Twitter. Like, they are screenshotting tweets. And I'm like, why don't you just make a fucking Twitter? Because everything that you're posting on your Facebook is a screenshot of a tweet. Make a fucking Twitter, you weirdo. But yeah.
You guys are probably going to tell the difference between Brooke's tweets and my tweets, because hers are going to be really funny and mine aren't.
Maybe we should sign our tweets like B and L or B and E.
So we'll make it more obvious that my tweets suck. We should, though. We should sign it B and L, so that way you guys know.
Your tweets do not suck. I'm speaking that in the future. I know your tweets won't suck. Stop it.
Okay. I'm really gonna try. I'm really gonna try, you guys.
Yeah.
So yeah. We hit 70K. Brooke made us a Twitter. And otherwise, we just wanted to say hi and we love you. And we didn't go anywhere. We're just kind of busy.
Yeah, we're just kind of busy working, being adults. Liz is going to be here in like 2.5 weeks. I'm so excited.
Excited.
And yeah, we're just right now we're laying around being crampy, being lazy, watching shitty reality TV in bed, and that is perfectly fine with me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Oh, Easter egg. Ostara egg.
Okay, yeah, let's do an Ostara egg for a quick little episode.
The bed emoji.
Oh yeah, because you were impossibly at rearranging your pillows on your bed.
I thought it was just because we're both laying in bed staring at the computer.
Oh, we totally are. Okay, so I don't know how long this episode has been. It's probably only been a couple minutes.
15
minutes. So if you listened all the way through this 15 minute episode, thank you. And comment the bed emoji on our Instagram. And yeah, that's it.
Woo! Okay, we love you. We're gonna go watch Love is Blind season 2.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.